Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The North Carolina State Department of Health and Human Services reported the first flu death for the 2025-2026 season yesterday. The person's name and home county was not released. The Columbus County Health Department, they're holding a drive-through flu clinic on October 10th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Be sure to bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay is available for those with no insurance. Online gambling numbers picked up in September, according to the North Carolina Lottery Commission. Players waged $696 million on sporting events and took home $615 million. That puts around $12 million in the state's coffers in taxes and fees. Wager dollars had dropped below $480 million in August, but that number picked back up with college and professional football season. Operation Crash Reduction's underway through October 12th. The campaign is focusing on reducing motor vehicle deaths caused by speeding, distracted driving, and other unsafe driving behaviors. Historically, October has a high number of deadly crashes on North Carolina roadways compared to other months. Last year, 156 people in North Carolina lost their lives in motor vehicle crashes in October. As waterfowl season approaches, the Wildlife Resources Commission is reminding hunters and backyard flock owners to look out for sick or strange-acting birds. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, better known as HPAI, usually begins showing up in migratory waterfowl in the fall. So far this year, HPAI has been confirmed in black vultures in Iredell County. You can look for more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Gates open today at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair at 4 p.m. and then again at 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, you can visit the fair website at ColumbusCountyFair.com. You also can get your copy of the fair book by visiting ColumbusCountyNews.com. The first candidate in U.S. Senate races to visit Columbus County in several years will be here on Friday. Republican Don Brown is running for the Republican nomination that would put him against former Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat in the 2026 election. Brown is challenging Michael Whatley for the Republican nomination. Brown will be attending the Columbus County Agricultural Fair on Friday afternoon, and he also will be this week's guest on the Columbus Connection with Jefferson Weaver. Friday is the last day to register to vote in the November 4th municipal elections. Voters can still register during early voting, but they'll be asked to use a provisional ballot. Early voting runs October 16th through November 1st, and absentee by mail requests must be received by October 21st. Those must be returned by 7 p.m. on Election Day. The city of Whiteville broke ground on Tuesday on the Madison Street Park downtown. The multi-use facility is being built on the site of the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center, which was damaged in three floods and a major fire. The park will feature open areas, a bandstand, and a lighted walking trail. Much of the $1.3 million cost is being paid through state grants. The Lake Waccamaw Depot Museum will unveil its historic plaque on October 17th at 10 a.m. The plaque is being presented by the Reuben Brown House Preservation Society. Everyone is welcome to attend. Holiness Tabernacle Church of Tabor City will be having a fish plate sale on October 17th. Plates are $10 each and include fish, baked beans, slaw, bread, and a dessert. If you'd like to purchase a ticket, you can contact Robert Neely or Tim Bass via Facebook. Proceeds will go towards helping support the church. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service on October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Whiteville. There'll be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. It'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it!